President-elect Donald Trump doesn't like the nuclear deal with Iran, the one negotiated by the Obama administration to reduce Iran's nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief. Trump's been railing against the deal from the moment he announced his candidacy last year.
And we won't be using a man like Secretary Kerry that has absolutely no concept of negotiation, who's making a horrible and laughable deal.
That's what Trump had to say in June 2015 about Secretary of State John Kerry, who led the U.S. negotiating team on the Iran deal. Since then, Trump has said he'll tear up the nuclear agreement with Iran as soon as he's in office. Here's what outgoing CIA Director John Brennan has to say about that.
I think it would be the height of folly if the next administration were to tear up that agreement.
Brennan was speaking in an interview with the BBC's Gordon Carrera, who joins me now. So explain a little more what he told you, Gordon, about the Iran nuclear deal.
Well, he said it would be disastrous to tear up that deal, the height of folly, pretty strong language, basically arguing that it would be unprecedented for one administration to tear up a deal like that, especially one negotiated with international partners, that it would strengthen the hardliners in Iran and potentially push Iran towards developing nuclear weapons, which might then in turn lead other countries in the region to do the same and to follow, and so make the region more dangerous. Obviously, there are a lot of people in Washington who disagree with that view, but John Brennan was pretty forceful in expressing his view that tearing up the deal would be a mistake.
Yeah, it was actually interesting when Brennan said that Trump would be the first president to terminate an agreement that had already been struck by his predecessor. How did he elaborate on that?
He didn't elaborate in too much more detail about that. I mean, obviously, presidents change policies from previous presidents. That's normal. But the idea of an internationally negotiated deal like this being torn up by one president, I think, is what he was indicating would be very different. And actually, allies who have been involved in that deal, for instance, the UK, have been saying today that they are still fully committed to it. So I think you can get that sense that the kind of establishment, as it were, on foreign policy and security internationally are still behind the deal, but they know that there are a number of people in Washington, not just Donald Trump, who are critical of that deal, including people in Congress, and who would like to get rid of it.
Mm. Donald Trump has nominated Mike Pompeo to fill in Brennan's current job. What's his position on the Iran nuclear deal?
He has been one of those critics of the deal, and he's, like Donald Trump, talked about getting rid of the deal. So I think what really struck me in the interview with John Brennan was the sense of uncertainty about what direction the incoming administration would take. I think he was indicating that he was not sure how far they would take advice, how far their positions in office would be the same as the positions they staked out at the campaign trail. At one point, when I asked him, did he think that they would take his advice or that they would shift their position, he simply said, I don't know, I don't know.
Mm. Now, I mean, one thing that a lot of critics have pointed out about the Iran nuclear deal are the sunset provisions that would allow Iran in a decade to restart uranium enrichment activities again. If that is a problem for Donald Trump, what does John Brennan think he should do if he's bothered by those provisions?
Well, we didn't get that kind of detail from John Brennan. I think the issue, though, will be if Donald Trump starts in his negotiation position from, I want to tear up this deal, is there a way he thinks he can reformulate it and change it to deal with some of those concerns? And we've seen that that's perhaps one strategy that Donald Trump might take on a number of issues. However, I think with the Iran nuclear deal, it was so tough to agree, and it remains quite divisive even within Iran between the hardliners and the moderates, and you have all these other countries involved in coming to that deal, that makes it, I think, going to be quite challenging to deal with some of those specific concerns and try and renegotiate certain parts of it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because there are five other countries that signed on to this deal: Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia, in addition to the U.S. and Iran. If the U.S. backs out, where does this leave the other signatories?
Well, I think it was very noticeable today that when the British government, the Prime Minister's spokesperson, was asked about this deal, they briefed very heavily that they were still fully committed to it, still fully committed to implement it. They said that national security advisors from the UK will be coming out to Washington in the next month to discuss, you know, amongst other things, this deal. And so I think you will see some of the other countries start to lobby Washington about it and the incoming administration. But of course, they've got to work out who to talk to. And I think a lot may depend until we find out who's Secretary of State and get that feel for who the key figures are in the administration. I think we are still until then in a position of uncertainty.
Our colleague at the BBC, Gordon Carrera, their security correspondent, thanks very much.
Thank you.